Listen. Also, based on our personal life, I want you to listen carefully this morning. I've been here with you. I've been in the office behind the wall praying. I was here before you. Joshua chapter 5. What about to take place in Daryl also going to take place in your personal life. Now, the first thing is, I see some of my employees here running the last minute to get in here. That's not right. I've talked to you too much about that. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Write down the words. It's about to happen. Okay. It's about to happen. Don't shout too loud because something else coming behind it. Don't shout too happen. The second part of this is they must hear me or I'm going to shut it down. They must hear me or I'm going to shut it down. In other words, Daryl and this area must hear what the Lord is doing here, or these stores and all of the business is going to be shut down. They can't stay here and disrespect what God has sent to do around the world. This is not a normal setting. This church is not. And the same thing for you. You're going to have to be obedient or the Lord is going to shut you down. And I don't know how you do it, but you're going to be shut down. Because you just keep being hard-headed. You're just doing what you, if you're doing what you want to do, it's for who it is, you know what I'm saying? I can't bless none respect. All right, now, here's what the Lord said about Daryl, because these boys going, girls going out today and I want that to extend it. I want this new subdivision. I don't know how y'all going to do it. Go into them too, the one just been built. One down the street, where's Ledoux at? Where's Ledoux? They're going already. The one down the street, going down in them on the one new, going down there too, and give the people an opportunity. Now here in Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, they think Daryl, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? See the question?
Yes, sir.
Now he answered him in verse 14. He said, nay. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. This ain't no religious stuff we're doing here. I mean, this is serious. God have chose you for a reason. This is so serious. This is all you have. This is all you got. People dying every day. This is all you got. You need to take it to heart and put it first. Life is like a vapor. What a privilege the Lord given you to make a mark. You know, and don't take it lightly. We had to move. We had to move swiftly. Now it's time to move. And this jiving and messing around ain't going to work. I think I saw a guitar player coming here about 10 minutes ago. They're going to play guitar tomorrow morning. That don't work here. I sent one man home to change clothes. He just wasn't dressed decent enough to be around here. Jesus Christ, go put some clothes on. All this crazy stuff. My God, y'all hate to dress. Stop that mess, man. Jesus Christ. Don't let this world get a hold of you. Amen. Verse 14, and he said, nay, but as captain of the Lord of hosts, am I not come? And Joshua what? To the earth, and did what? And said what?
And said
unto him. Now, yeah, go ahead, read it. Very important, yeah. Underline that. Very important. Very important. Do not move without marching orders. Don't move on a project just because you got scripture. until the scripture talks to you, you're not obligated to use it. You're not qualified to use it. You're trying to make scriptures talk that you haven't heard. That they won't talk. That you'll just labor and labor and labor, but the scripture won't function unless you've heard them. All right? I'm almost through. I know you got somewhere to go. And verse 15, and the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, loose, now here's another thing. I'll be preaching on this tomorrow. Some loose thy shoes from off thy foot. This ain't going to go the way you want it to go. You got to listen to me. Let me tell you how to do it. Take your shoes off now. We're not going to walk in your format. See, you see what I'm saying? And see, all of these things, listen to me. Spiritually speaking, all these things are the answer to whatever you need to accomplish. See, when I'm talking about something, see, the Lord is revealing something to us. You see, when you're trying to do it yourself, with scriptures, you're out of order. Unless I've spoken to you. You see, you need open eyes, open ears, open heart, and an open understanding to flow in these things. So he says, so what was said down to me in the cabin of the Lord of hosts, loose thy shoes off thy foot. That's your problem. Your direction. Your desire. Your want. For the place where thou standest is holy. See it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you can't temper with it and make it go like you want it to go. It's holy. So if it's holy, who listening to me?
I'm listening.
If it's holy, you can't do it naturally. See, I wasn't planning to go here, but the Lord is showing me something. When you aim to function in Scripture, you're standing on holy ground. So you can't charge the Scripture to function for you. The Scriptures have to function through you with orders how to function. Y'all just finished the hour of prayer. Y'all can't hear me? So every time you aim to operate in Scripture, that's the holy ground Joshua and Moses were standing on, and they both was told to take their shoes off. Whether you know it or not, your life has been changed 100% just now. See, that's the way the spirit world works. The spirit world is so vast. It's so vast. The spirit world is so vast and so powerful and so capable. But religious folks have played with it so long. Improper move in the spirit have been done so long. That people enjoy some benefit, but the benefits that the Lord wants you to enjoy helping him get his work done. The little stuff you want, ain't no problem. He can let you have that in less than 20 seconds. But we got to change our focus spiritually. We don't want no God's hand. We want to know his heart. Lord, what would thou have me to do? See, we got to stop playing with God. Got to stop playing by man rule. You know, you got to stop thinking you're dealing with a man or a woman. You're dealing with God. Woo! Now, here's Darrow. That's what God told me. I called Ladu, and Ladu and I talking on the phone. Here's Darrow in Joshua 6:1. Here's Ascension Parish. Here's Louisiana right here. Locked up. They're locked up with racism, religion, black churches, white churches, highly academically and successful businessmen who think they run this area. They can't run this thing. Because we're about to shut them down. The Lord about to shut some business down. People are going to go out of business. No, he told my wife back there, back in that corner praying the prayer. He said, I'm going to shut them down. They're going to either hear you or I'm going to shut them down. Because I put this church here for a reason. So if they don't hear, you're going to see them going out of business. You're going to see subdivision falling apart, just not doing nothing. Now, the only reason God's going to keep some of them because of the remnant people, some people here in them. But the real estate going to go down. Now, Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. I think this area is shut up because of this church. It's not a normal church. Y'all got kind of quiet when I said that. I see it. It's shut up because God want to deal with some, set some people free, and they can't set them free because the hierarchy is trying to hold it. And he said, Jericho was sick and shut up because of the children of Israel, because of the children of Israel, because of the children of Israel, because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Now, the last time them boys went out there, nobody responded. You let nobody respond this time. And the Lord said to Joshua, what the next word?
See.
You know, wonder why it capitalized. See in the spirit. Yes. See it like I see it. So you boys, when you go out there today, I want you to go out there with your spiritual eyes open. No matter what response you get, no matter what attitude, just give it to them in love. But they're getting a subpoena this morning from Almighty God. There's some things God need to do in this area. And the Lord said, Joshua, see, now look what he said. I have given into thy hand, Jericho, Darrow. Oh, I don't need your religious spirit here. I don't need you trying to correct me with your religious spirit. You haven't done nothing yourself. Just shut up and listen to what the Lord's saying. This old religious deep spirit, I'm hearing it in here. This old religious deep spirit, shut up. Trying to take you further in the spirit, and you're going to come out here with some religious idea. Why God got to give it to him? God giving it to the church. God have a mission for the world. We're going out. You see on the internet? Anybody watching on the internet now? We're gone. Working 24 hours a day on this thing. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given unto thy hand Jericho. A watch, not only Jericho. What else? God never have do nothing. So now the time has come. I didn't ask for this. He says the time is about to happen. And he says they must hear me or I'm going to shut it down. Now that's not harsh. You know, y'all can think about, well, it's a nice little neighborhood. No, it's not harsh. People who disobey God need to be dealt with. Now you have to see, you have to look in the spirit. If it don't start happening, if the people don't start obeying God, you're going to start seeing things. They're going to be small things. But you're going to have spiritual eyes to see it. Gradually, unless they repent, this whole area will be almost businessless. It's just so powerful. It's a heavy, heavy thing over our head. It's not anger. It's not hate. It's just spiritual laws and things that has to be fulfilled. And we cannot be here, men and women like you are praying in this area. You have a reality in your spirit. This cannot be disrespected on and on. You're part of this. I see. See, now, as If you want look kotelen bonzi veresco tareashka telemon greska ne vuska nebo e seco pa sikito koneshkanda e monoma neli bosta ti kelebo buskute e mongo dandegostagata. Stop looking on one side of me, say the Lord. There's another side of me. I'm meek and humble in heart. But yet I can move in my majesty when I need to move to cause things to happen that seemed like it couldn't happen, because I'm still God. I still rule. I still reign. I'm the same God with David who took Goliath. I'm the same God who with Moses who took Pharaoh. So yeah, my spirit is still moving. Yeah, I'm still calling the shot. Some seem that they got me stopped. But I'm still moving, said the Lord. I'm still moving, and I'm going to move in majestic ways. Yea, at this hour, in this place, I'm about to move like I never moved before. For my heart is open to the people, but they're not hearing my voice. So, yea, I have to get their attention, said the Lord. And when I get their attention, they will come running from the east, the west, the north, and south. I give them the chance to walk, but now they're going to have to run. For my power is moving like it never moved before. And yeah, I'm setting on this place, and I'm setting on you, and I'm setting on your family, and I'm setting on your gifts, and I'm setting on your talent right now. I'm going to use you like I never used you before, said the Lord. And you will rejoice and you'll be glad. You'll have peace that you never had before, because my spirit is going to flow through you and going to flow through you and going to flow through you. And yeah, your way is going to change. You'll get closer to me. Because you're going to see I'm better than anything you ever seen, said the Lord. I'm flowing now. Get in the flow. Get in the flow of joy, the peace, and the understanding, and the love, and all the things you read about. It's in the flow. It's in the flow. It's time to go. It's in the flow. That's I receive, sir. I receive, sir. With that, I don't know what next. Do y'all got it? The intercessor was yeah. You had planned to talk to your people and get lined up, huh? Yeah, well, you got it. You got it. I'm. But remember now, we're going out there with Joshua 6. We're going out there aware of the fact that we don't have to take nothing that is already taken. And our steps today must be steps of faith, men. We must with step of faith. Regardless of what you run into or who you run into or what type of attitude, we must now know it's already handled, because it's not a man thing, it's not a Leroy thing, it's not a Word of Life thing, this is a God thing. And so some things you hear, you know, you say, wow. Yeah, but he said, I'll shut it down. Because men think they're too high, I'll bring them down. And you all who are not obeying my instruction, who in ministry here, y'all watch yourself. I will warn you, because you think you got it all going on. But if you don't put God in his place, you will never rise to where you think you're going. And you will never enjoy, even though you got scripture, you got a little prayer, ain't going to work. Obedience come before all that. I'm tired of this crap. Y'all messing around, just walking around here like y'all own everything. Quit that mess. Submit and do what you got to do. You get everywhere else on time. Don't be coming here cheating the Lord, coming here 15 minutes late on the Lord tomorrow. I made it. What about the clock? Those of you on the clock. You keep it. I worked on the clock many years. You hit that clock 15 minutes late 4 or 5 times a month and see what's going to happen. You don't have no clock on your head. You have the Lord to obey and respect and honor. Stop putting it on me. Stop putting it on me. Stop saying I'm trying to make you do something. I'm only trying to lead you where you can get to the green pasture, what I'm preaching about. Ain't me. You ain't doing me no good. I don't need you. Yeah, but if I don't need you, I'm going to make it. I got an assignment. You're just getting a chance to be I'm talking to some people that leave us now, you know. Y'all got to just bear with me a minute. I don't need you. You need me. I'm the one wearing the anointing on this thing. If you don't connect right, you can't be doing what you won't do. You say, why it ain't happen for me? It ain't going to happen. Because God had a route for you to make it happen, and you just messing around and jiving and shucking and being cute and all that stuff. You got to turn that foolish, man. God bless you people.